Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from February the 20th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ, Dorsey Wright. Yesterday's action was a bit mixed for the indices we follow on the video. Notable downside mover were developed markets with EFA down over 1%. We saw gold in emerging markets along with small caps down in negative territory there. Most other indices were slightly positive, but nothing to set the world on fire by any means. Nothing wowing in terms of performance yesterday. As far as EFA goes, still maintains that column of X's. We can get a reversal into O's till it moves below 79 at this moment. Gold still is yet to reverse down after rallying up to these highs. We did see potentially earlier this week that it was going to do another reversal, but then it opened higher. So we've seen some interesting moments in terms of chart mechanics happening for gold in this week's action, but continuing to monitor it for a potential reversal from those highs as well. NASDAQ 100 actually made new all-time highs with a move above 22,200 yesterday's action, clearing the prior high from December of last year. And then moving on to individual names, not much in terms of indicator action. Did see Palantir down notably over 10% yesterday, even seeing it down a little bit more this morning, trading in that 107 range, showing it may break this triple bottom here to return to a sell signal or bring about a sell signal at 108. We'll then watch that support there at 100 very closely for Palantir. But in some fashion, I mean, we were very extended in terms of being overbought, so we'll see an eye, keep an eye on where this may settle for PLTR. But still maintaining a 5 for 5 attribute rating. Then moving on to other news that we saw transpiring with yesterday's action. First, taking a look at Carvana reporting earnings yesterday after close. It actually beat on most metrics, but one in particular, its revenue per car was slightly below expectations, which apparently is such an important metric that it's causing a pretty notable sell-off for Carvana at the moment, trading about 260. Showing it may reverse down here for the stock, but still looking at support there at 236, and really 260 is where this prior resistance was. So really could potentially see it settle in this lower 260s, maybe even fall to the upper 250s there as well. But wouldn't be honestly surprising considering that's where prior resistance or prior breakout action occurred. So keep an eye on Carvana. Walmart also reporting that we saw a beat on most expectations as well. But you know, again, another one of those situations where investors are being a little bit fickle. It was slightly underwhelming per some news outlets, not quite as much of a beat as people may have expected. So we're seeing Walmart sell off about 7% this morning, trading at 96, which is that prior breakout level here pre-market. So in essence, for us pulling back to the middle of the trading band here and even to a prior breakout level, all things considered, if it doesn't fall much lower, if it sits around these mid-90s, that'd actually be pretty healthy chart action. Again, all things considered in terms of what we're looking here. But again, we'll see if it continues to fall lower. We have support there on the default chart at 89. But even if we look at a smaller scale chart, there's some support in this mid 90 range as well. So that could be where we see it settle for the day. And then Alibaba coming out with earnings as well. They actually beat and of course cited some notable pieces from their AI business that have caused at least the stock to trade pretty well higher this morning, trading almost near the 140 level, up about 11%. So seeing that it'll at least bring the chart up to levels we've not seen going all the way back to early 2020 or late 2021, if we see that move to 140. So we've seen recently somewhat broken out of a range, a very long term range, and we're now keeping an eye on where this may settle. But for short term traders, we are seeing Alibaba extend further into overbought territory, so worth bearing in mind there. May look to lock in profits for shorter term holders. Longer term holders may look to maybe lock in a little bit of a profit, but generally speaking, probably looking to sit tight here. But as always, if you have any questions about a particular position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their day.